Leo Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris drew contrast between herself and former President Donald Trump Tuesday in her first rally as presidential candidate.
Before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds.
Harris painted Trump as someone found guilty of fraud, liable for sexual abuse, and someone who conjures chaos, fear, and hate from an event hall in suburban Milwaukee, a city in the swing state of Wisconsin. The two top Democrats, congressional leaders, on Tuesday endorsed Vice President Harris to be their party's presidential nominee.
Vice President Harris will soon be our nominee and will be elected president in November. We are brimming with excitement, enthusiasm, unity.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and also House of Representatives Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries ended days of questions over whether they would join the growing number of Democrats in supporting Harris's bid for the party's nomination for the November 5th election. President Joe Biden dropped his bid for re-election Sunday and worries that he no longer had the physical and mental stamina to wage what is expected to be a grueling race against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week will consist of an address to Congress on Wednesday. At stake in the visit are hopes for progress in U.S.-led efforts to mediate an end to the nine-month Israel-Hamas war and more. President Netanyahu are expected to meet on Thursday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department is ordering the nation's banking industry to start disclosing its holdings of Russian assets with a goal of eventually seizing those billions of dollars in assets and selling them to aid the devastated Ukrainian economy. The disclosure is required under a new law passed by Congress earlier this year known as the Repo Act, which gives the U.S. government the authority to seize Russian state assets held by U.S. banks with the goal of eventually selling them and giving them funds to Ukraine. It's estimated that the U.S. banking system holds as much as $6 billion in Russian assets and trust. The death toll from two landslides in southern Ethiopia has now jumped to at least 229 and could rise further as the search for survivors and casualties continued to a second day. Following heavy rain, a landslide buried people in southern Ethiopia Sunday night, then a second one engulfed others who had gathered to help on Monday morning. Footage shared by the local administration showed people digging up bodies with shovels and bare hands. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said that he was deeply saddened by the terrible loss of life and that federal officials had been deployed to reduce the impact of that disaster. Kenya's anti-government protesters were met by counter-demonstrators in the capital, Nairobi, on Tuesday, and the latest unrest since demonstrations erupted over proposed tax hikes last month. Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
Pro-government protesters clashed with anti-government rivals on Tuesday morning before being dispersed by police who fired tear gas. One anti-government protester said they were being unfairly targeted.
Peaceful demonstration when you are a cop.
Protests erupted in June against proposed tax hikes. They have since grown into a wider movement against President William Ruto's government. More than 50 people have been killed after marches that were initially peaceful turned violent.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Taiwan has shuttered offices, schools, and tourist sites across the island ahead of a powerful typhoon due to make landfall later Wednesday. Typhoon Gamie already worsened seasonal rains in the Philippines, where at least 12 people died. Typhoon had winds of 100 miles per hour Wednesday morning, and heavy rain was falling as much in much of Taiwan. Gamie did not make landfall in the Philippines, but enhanced its seasonal monsoon rains. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.